Let's say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name Molly Nixon, Molly, middle initial Nixon. Date of birth 01/02/1947. Date of appointment 5/22/2025. Requesting physician Patrick O'Hanlon, RPA, PATRICKOHANLON. Dear Patrick O'Hanlon, I have the pleasure of seeing Molly Nixon today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her case. As you know, she's 78-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who is limping. She fallen couple of times. She fractured the C spine. Had a surgery by Dr. Cheney, C-H-E-N-E-Y. She had a history of a small stroke by MRI in the left corpus callosum. She had cardiac monitoring done. She had physical therapy done. Her legs are weak, left more than the right, and falls frequently. Feet are numb. She has a history of alcohol abuse, is still drinking, but little less. She is going to get EMG of the lower extremity at bone and joint center. She has a back issues. She got epidural injection, MRI of the LS spine done. When she falls, she loses consciousness, no history of seizure. She has difficulty walking. History. Hypertension, dyslipidemia, thyroid adenoma, PTSD, diverticulosis, hypothyroidism, hemorrhoid, spinal stenosis, diverticulosis, osteopenia, anxiety, closed non-displaced fracture of the 7th cervical vertebra, GERD, old stroke in the left corpus callosum. Past surgical history, C spine surgery, subtotal thyroidectomy, colonoscopy, LS spine surgery, allergy, no known drug allergy, medications. Aspirin 81 mg daily, atorvastatin 40 mg daily, cholecalciferol, diltiazem, fluticasone, hydrocortisone cream, levothyroxine, lisinopril, multivitamin, omeprazole, atorvastatin, duloxetine, socialisti does not smoke cigarette, drink alcohol. She is retired, she divorced, lives with the boyfriend, have 4 children. Family history, mother disease with cardiac problem, father disease, hip replacement, no sibling, review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having blackout spell, weakness, trouble walking, depression, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 180 over 100, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate, aneurysm, abdomen, soft bowel sound present. Next up, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is decreased on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is strength 545, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed decreased pain prick and vibratory sensation in the feet, gait ataxic, limping on the left side, Romburg test positive, assessment and plan. 78-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, syncope. Number 2, rule out seizure. Number 3, old stroke in the left corpus callosum. Number 4, peripheral neuropathy. Number 5, gait ataxia. Number 6, decreased hearing on both sides. Next paragraph, she has a sign of peripheral neuropathy which is due to the chronic alcohol use. She is going to get the EMG of the lower extremity at bone and joint center. She already had MRI of the brain, carotid ultrasound and echocardiogram. I would like to order EEG. I advised her to use a walker or cane. I advised her to take multivitamin and stop drinking. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month.